Assemblymember J. Stanton Gregor kicked off the discussion item, saying he was interested in finding money to build Petersburg's big capital projects like the police station, a new hospital, and potential new harbor projects. Stanton Gregor wondered about the money appropriated for a road between Petersburg and Cake.
And I started thinking about capital projects both in Petersburg and in Cake. Cake has capital projects, I imagine, on their list. I don't want to speak for Cake, but I imagine they do. And I was wondering if it would be possible for us to ask the legislature to reallocate those funds proportionately to population and, I'm just thinking out loud here, proportionately to population and project type between Petersburg and Cake.
Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman secured that $40 million appropriation for the Cake Road project back in 2012 when he was co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee and the state was flush with oil money. He's been a supporter of building a one-lane gravel road along the northern end of Kuprinoff Island, linking some existing forest roads. The appropriation has prompted an ongoing study for improving transportation access to Cake, done by planners at the Alaska Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration. A draft environmental review of potential roads and ferry access is expected out sometime this year. And after all the planning work that's happened, there's about $37 million left of that original appropriation. Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis agreed the money could have better uses than the Cake Road.
The Federal Highway Administration at the last public meeting said the project doesn't meet the purpose and need. So if we can't even plow the road out to Banana Point to keep it functional all winter, I don't see the Cake-Petersburg Road as being able to serve the function that it was originally intended. And I'd like that money to be an effective economic engine in Southeast Alaska. So I'd be very much in favor of writing a letter and asking for that money to be redirected.
Others weren't so certain that Petersburg, Cake, or Southeast Alaska would be able to keep the money in the region if the legislature were to reappropriate those funds. Mayor Mark Jensen was leery about making such a request.
We should do a little research before we ask for something like this to be reallocated. It might be able to stay in our district. That would be a good hope, but I've been told it could end up in the Port of Anchorage. So just my opinion.
The Assembly agreed to do a little more research before making an official request, and we'll have it on their agenda for the next meeting in February. The city of Kuprinoff opposes a road across the northern side of that island. Petersburg hasn't taken an official position on the project yet. State Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who represents all three communities, said Cake was planning to vote on the issue this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.